Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is Easter Sunday and the readings are from Cycle C.
Spring quarter here at Stanford. I've been asking students what it's like because I'm new here myself. And the word is that it's a party. I hear, since the weather's so nice outside, so many people are outside. Since everyone loaded up in winter quarter, might have a little lighter load. And with all this, a little bit of extra time of leisure, the nice weather, people meet new people, attend outdoor concerts, parties, and just generally more social. I don't know if everyone agrees with that. There's yes and no's. I can see nodding by students. Oh, and final thing, seniors basically check out right now. I have a word for seniors, too. But all of us that are not students anymore, we still can learn from what happens to the students. We can learn from them. Although we should hearken back to St. Paul, don't rely on things of the world too much. Seek those that are above, okay? Don't get too caught up in all the parties. But once again, we can learn from this celebration. Just like in our church, we are called to celebrate. We are called to party. In Easter is the time to celebrate. So we need to learn from the students. And in fact, the way you might take your studies a little more leisurely, maybe that's the way it should be. And the same way we're going to talk about our faith in the way it should be. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, our Catholic community has taken an initiative to grow in our faith. And this winter quarter, just like the winter quarter for the students, growing in our faith has become difficult. In the winter, we knew we should pray, we knew we should be good to each other, reaching out, and it became a lot of work. It became a lot of work. People wanted to pray, really. They would say, you know, I want to pray, but I just feel distracted. I sometimes show up there, and I think of all the stuff that I have to do, and I feel overwhelmed, and I want to pray, but it's difficult. I want to reach out to others and share more deeply. But sometimes people hurt each other. So it's difficult. But now with Easter, I say it's just like the school, it could become easier. And in fact, putting Jesus at the center does make it easier. In Easter time, Jesus comes and walks with us. Perhaps it's like this road to Emmaus. The disciples are walking along. The disciples are those who follow Jesus. That's what that word disciple means. One who follows. The students of Jesus. They're walking along. They knew what they wanted to do. They're even discussing what was happening. And even could say debating, arguing. We're like, well, this is the way it should be. We've even seen this with Stanford students to talk about, want to share their faith, and they end up arguing over, well, what does this mean? What is that? But you're called not to argue about the faith, not to talk about Jesus, not talk about God, but talk to God. We notice the disciples, they're walking along, and Jesus is actually walking with them, and they do not recognize him, right? He's talking to them even, and they don't even recognize it. And really, that's our story. Jesus is with us. He promises to be here. He's already with us. We celebrate Easter, a new presence of Jesus. Of course, this is getting on 2,000 years old. Jesus is always with us, but we need to be reminded Jesus is with us. And so we celebrate his presence in a new way. So the disciples are walking along, Jesus is with them, and they're arguing. But then what next? They invite him to stay. They said, well, stay with us. Stay with us. And I think that's that initiative that we've done to make time for prayer. Prayer is just inviting the Lord to be with you. I want to be with you. Stay with us. It's probably a good prayer word. Make a little time to invite the Lord to be with you. But Easter is also Jesus going beyond our expectations. The disciples on that time when they invited this stranger to be with them, they all of a sudden recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. In that breaking of the bread, the same gesture here at Mass, Jesus is present in a special way. But the same way Jesus is in our sharing with one another, sharing meals, sharing time together, we can recognize Jesus there. And in fact, we need to deepen our relationships. Our world needs this springtime to make life easier. We hear about so much violence in our world. And we know the only way to overcome violence, it's not more violence. I don't care how many bombs we send, it's not going to fix anything. The only way to overcome violence is with love. And the only way to love in the face of violence is with miraculous love. And that's the power that Jesus offers. This power of the resurrection is that we can love ever deeper. We are called in our society, it's so peaceful here compared to so many war-torn places and places of violence. But it's still an exercise of love. Always choosing to love our neighbors is always just as difficult because our hearts are so slow to love. But when we turn to that power with us, with Jesus with us, it helps us love in a new way, this springtime of love. It's like here on campus, all of a sudden springtime feels easier. Everything gets lighter and easier. Why don't we do that with our faith? You're here today to celebrate Easter, to celebrate Jesus' love for us. Let's live out a springtime of love. Make it easier for one another to love, to help each other grow in that. This for sure is the wish of Pope Francis. He made this year of mercy, just wishing people could reconcile, have peace throughout our world. Today he poured out his prayers in his message, Ubi et Orbi, to the city and to the world, asking for peace, for people to help others, especially immigrants fleeing from all the violence. Today we'll offer our prayers for those who suffer the violence, those who are migrating because of the violence, those who are struggling at homes, the effects of that violence. We'll pour out our prayers in response. But then Pope Francis sent out missionaries of mercy. Our own pastor here for the Catholic community was made one of the missionaries of mercy. Next week, he wants to make us all ambassadors of that same mercy. Come back and receive that mandate to be sharing, more loving, more forgiving, to bring that love to your family, friends, your campus. Bring that love to others. And do that with this new springtime with Jesus in our lives. We receive that power to love, to grow deeper, to have that springtime in our lives when we recognize Jesus here among us. And that's made, that disciples, they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Today, as we offer our prayers, as we offer our renewal to follow Jesus, that baptismal commitment, let us recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Here in this altar, recognize Jesus' presence with us. If you're Catholic, I invite you to receive the Eucharist, that Jesus abiding in you. you're not Catholic, if you're just coming to celebrate this great feast of Easter, I invite you to come have a blessing. God wants to be present to everyone. Come forward for a blessing. When we have everyone will come up for the Eucharist, come forward and receive that blessing of God's presence. To do so, it'll be a special instruction. Just cross your arms so you know to receive a blessing. But everyone is invited. God wants to pour out this mercy and love to everyone. God wants to make you ambassadors of that love. Let us recognize Jesus present here. Jesus present in one another, in the scripture we hear, and in the breaking of the bread.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.